Good morning. I'm stepping in for Kristen this morning. You can see the resemblance. I think maybe you guys would be confused, so I wanted to make sure you knew I was not Kristen. But these are her words, and this is her message. Believing in ourselves, like we heard in our story just a few moments ago, is vital and critical in these times. In fact, studies show that people who psych themselves up before taking an exam or a test actually are better off than people who don't psych themselves up, regardless of what anyone knows of the material. But sometimes in our lives, things come up that we can't face alone. This is illustrated perfectly in a story by Rabbi David Wolfe. He says, "A boy and his father were walking along a road when they came across a large stone. 'Do you think if I use all my strength, I can move the rock?' the child asked. His father answered, 'If you use all your strength, I'm sure that you can do it.' So the boy began to push the rock. Exerting himself as much as he could, he pushed and he pushed, but the rock did not move. Discouraged, he said to his father, 'You're wrong. I can't do this.' So his father put his arm around the boy and he said, 'No, son, you didn't use all of your strength because you didn't ask me to help.'" Ooh. Asking for help and acknowledging our limits, it doesn't make us weak. In fact, it makes us strong. That's what the strength of community is about. This Western idea of survival of the fittest or self-sufficiency above all other forms of being in the world makes us believe that to ask for help or to not be able to do everything on our own is some sort of weakness. But none of us is capable of doing everything on our own. We see this played out a lot of ways in life. And one of the ways that this is played out very obviously is in musical spaces, in choirs. There's a technique called stagger breathing. Who's heard of that? You guys better, yeah. Stagger breathing. So filmographer Michael Moore, I don't know why he's talking about choirs, but he says, "This morning, I have been pondering a nearly forgotten lesson I learned in high school music. Sometimes in band or choir, music requires players or singers to hold a note longer than they actually can hold a note. In those cases, we were taught to mindfully stagger when we took a breath so the sound appeared uninterrupted. Everyone got to breathe, and the music stayed strong and vibrant. So let's remember the advice of music. Take a breath. The rest of the chorus will sing. The rest of the band will play, and we can rejoin so that others can breathe. Together, we can sustain a very long, very beautiful song for a very, very long time. You don't have to do it all, but you must add your voice to the song." So now the choir is going to help demonstrate this principle in action, and Brian is going to lead us in a little exercise. Thank you, choir. What a beautiful example of picking up and dropping out and coming in and giving and taking and co-creation together. That's really what community is. If you break down community into all the relationships involved, you see a constant cycle of give and take and support and balance. None of that happens with just one of us. So perseverance is not necessarily about chugging and making it through no matter what. It's about identifying what we need to make it through. Sometimes we need more than ourselves. Sometimes we are receivers, and sometimes we are givers. But there is a time for it all in the scope of life. And perseverance calls us and invites us to live stronger into our covenant, stronger into our community, and stronger and more fully into ourselves. May it always be so. Ashe and blessed be. And now we'll sing together, if you could rise, Lean on Me, number 1021.